You are listening to Concert Blast.
You give me joy that's unspeakable, and I like it, and I like it, yeah. Your love for me is irresistible. I can't fight it, I can't fight it, yeah.
To the microphone, I say, hey man, there's only one way. One girl, one body, one fight alone. If you don't know, then you need to be told.
It's just a spirit thing, it's just a hole in us. It's like a circus jerk in the rain.
Shine, make them wonder what you got. Make them wish that they were not on the outside looking for. Shine, let it shine before all men. Let them see good works of men. Let them glorify the Lord.
They all fall like a million pieces. A ticket tape parade high. Now you're free to fly.
I'm not ashamed to let you know. I want this light in me to show. I'm not ashamed to speak the name of Jesus Christ.
I'm Christine from Texas, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
My name's Carla Gregg. I'm from Little Rock, Arkansas, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, I'm Ben Eslick from Russellville, Arkansas, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Justin from Bloomington, Minnesota, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
It's the song of the redeemed, rising from the African plain. It's the song of the forgiven, drowning out the Amazon rain. The song of Asian believers, filled with God's holy fire. It's every tribe, every tongue, every nation, a love song born of a grateful choir. It's all God's children singing glory, glory.
Concert Blast. This is Mike Arnold along with
Brian Hasbrook and
Tom Thompson.
We are here standing in Little Rock, Arkansas at the
Altel Arena.
And we're here to see who, Tom?
We're here to see the Newsboys.
The Newsboys. We traveled from Nashville, Tennessee this morning all the way down here to Little Rock, Arkansas. Stayed at a great place called the Wyndham Hotel. And man, what a place was that.
Oh yeah, we got a very nice room, very spacious, very comfy. I almost didn't get back up off the couch.
And what a great staff. And we want to thank the people at the Wyndham Hotel for helping us get down here, because if it wasn't for people like that and corporations helping us out, it'd be hard for us to do this.
It'd be very hard. We might not be able to bring the show to you, so we do appreciate it.
Not only the hotel, there was a place right adjacent to the hotel which was nice enough to feed us, which we always appreciate.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you better believe that. I was enjoying it all day long.
Because we went to Benihana's, and brother, did we feed ourselves tonight.
And we thank Benihana's also for feeding us tonight as we are preparing for the Newsboys concert.
Absolutely. And guys, you get anywhere close to Benihana's, tell you what, you got to try out their food. They got great sushi. I eat a whole lot of it. Don't worry.
You like the sushi, don't you?
I love the sushi. It was great.
Oh, and I thought the fried rice was the best in the world.
Mike and I had steak and shrimp, didn't we?
Yes.
Man, I love that stuff. Love
Man,
that.
If you ever get a chance to go to Benihana's, I would highly suggest it. Yeah,
they are a national chain. They're in Little Rock and a bunch of other cities across the U.S. Please patronize these people.
Right now, we're in the middle of a bunch of Newsboys fans. And we're here at the Hotel Arena, and we are having a big time because we're getting ready to see Peter Furler and the boys to see the Newsboys.
That's right, man. This is the first time I've seen the Newsboys, so I am extremely excited about seeing them.
Not my first time.
Yes. Brian and I was fortunate enough to see them in a club back in November in Cincinnati, Ohio. Who is the biggest Newsboys fan here? I got to find them. Oh, not you? Who is over here? You?
Here, absolutely.
Oh, okay. Stand up. All right, this guy thinks he's the best and the biggest there is. Newsboys fan. What's your name? Where you from?
My name's Justin. I'm from Minnesota.
Minnesota? Oh, you drove down from Minnesota to see this show tonight?
I pretty much, yeah. By way of a few stops, but yes.
How long did it take you to get down here?
Actually, I live in Arkansas now. So
there's a few stops. I knew it was coming. Uh-huh. All right. Since you're the biggest Newsboys fans, you can get all this crowd singing breakfast, right?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Ready?
When the toast is burned and all the milk has turned and Captain Crunch is waving farewell. When the big one finds you, may the song remind you that they don't serve breakfast in hell.
Woo! Yeah, that's awesome.
And all God's people sing. Are you from Minnesota, too?
I'm from Texas.
Oh, bless your heart.
Hey, now.
Now, how long did it get you to get here? How long did it take you to get here?
Well, I live in Arkansas now.
There's another one. I'm from Texas, but I live in Arkansas now. What's your name?
Sarah.
Where are you from, Sarah?
I'm from Arkansas.
Oh, my goodness. There's somebody from Arkansas. How about you?
Julia from Arkansas.
And you, ma'am?
I'm Julia's mother from Bologna, Arkansas.
I'm glad Julia's mama came tonight. Have you ever seen the Newsboys before?
Yes.
Yeah.
How many times?
Three or four.
How many times?
This will be my fourth time, I think.
Fourth time. Anybody seen them five times? Stand up. Everybody asked for prayer on this guy for lying to me. He said he saw the Newsboys 27 times. Is that true, young man? Confess!
No.
Hey, anybody seen them six times? I'm the only one.
Yeah. The oldest one.
He's good. Everybody, meet Tom. He's my partner, Brian.
Hey, Tom.
We are excited to see the Newsboys. Tom has never seen them. Brian and I have seen them. I've seen them 100 times, it seems like. I confess.
Uh-oh.
I'm lying. Okay, so what's your favorite song? I'm going to point the mic in your mouth, and you tell me your favorite song.
Something Beautiful.
Entertaining Angels.
Shine.
Now, shine. Make them wonder what you got.
Make them wish that they were not on the outside looking for.
She got us something to say here. Tell them.
God rocks!
Ready?
God. Say it louder.
One, two.
God rocks!
Amen, sister.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you so much. Thank you. Log on, concertblast.com.
Well, the lights are went down, man. Here they come.
Brian's out there trying to get situated somewhere. Be taking pictures tonight all over this place as you hear the intro to the Newsboys coming on stage. There's a shadow, a silhouette of someone just bobbing his head back and forth. And here comes the other guy. This is actually Jeff Frankenstein walking up now.
Yeah, it's just a shadow in the background. You see him kind of just jumping around a little bit.
A silhouette. And there goes another one. That's probably Paul right there. There's Peter. It's silhouettes out here now, singing. These are neat because they're on two big screens on each side of the drum riser. Drum riser sits way off the stage, and there's a big screen above the drum riser. Spotlights going all over the place.
Yeah, they are. Here they come, bud.
The band's on stage.
Hello, Arkansas! Are you ready?
Confetti flying everywhere!
Well, we just witnessed a fantastic, full of energy show. And, of course, that show is
the Newsboys.
I was impressed. That's my first time I saw them. The energy level was there, wasn't it?
As you just heard, then the lights went out. Confetti blew up as they went into the song Shine.
Flies you made, there is no way to explain the kind of change that I'm making.
Wonder what you got. Make them wish that they were not on the outside looking for. Shine, let it shine before all men. Let them see good works in men. Let them glorify the Lord.
There was a lot of confetti. I thought that was very cool. I mean, it rose at least, 50, 60 feet high and went all across the whole first floor.
Well, it really was. It was at the back of the arena floor. So those were more like confetti cannons than blowers.
When Shine finished up, they didn't have any hesitation whatsoever. It was just like a 1-2 punch that went right into the big song from the Go album.
Wherever we go,
that's where the party's at.
Where we go.
It's just got that jump feel, doesn't it?
Oh, it's just a rocking song, but Peter came down the catwalk, which got everybody in the crowd up on each side. They were there for partying, and they were there for rocking.
Let's describe the stage, because I thought it looked really cool. Like Mike said, they had a really, really long catwalk. They had three very large monitors, one on the left, one on the right, one on the very front of it.
Above the drum kit.
Video monitors.
Yeah, above the drum kit.
And, of course, the drum set was set up a good 10 feet higher than the main stage level there. I mean, it was really neat looking.
Well, don't forget all around video screens that Tom was talking about. There were sets of lights, very special lighting, that just had a
panorama of different colors going through them all the time.
They went into another song from the Go album called Mission. Mission Bell, they had the three big video monitors with the pictures of them on stage, but it was more like a animation type look to it. It wasn't a true video.
Yeah, it was more of a darker type look, yes. But it kind of almost gave it that comic type feel.
It was almost like an anime kind of thing. Japanese animation.
And what was cool about it is each screen focused usually on each individual musician, you know, where they were playing, and it was actually showing them live playing.
And what I also liked is in between all the video monitors on the stage, they had these big light bars. And on this song, they were flashing red, and they would change colors from time to time, different colors throughout the show.
Well, after that song, they handed Peter this beautiful black electric guitar, and they broke into the song Something Beautiful.
This is when Peter mentions Arkansas. He mentions Arkansas a lot throughout the night.
And I thought it was funny about it. He said, okay, I've been practicing and see if I say Arkansas correctly.
And what does he say?
He kind of dug down deep.
At this time on the video screen also, they were showed in black and white instead of the animation video. Now they're into the black and white feel. And it's still showing them live, of course. But at the end of the song of Something Beautiful is when Duncan really banged out on his drums.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, he is loud. I mean, that bass drum was just going. I tell you what, Duncan can play some drum. He is great.
And I really liked when he looked up at the camera that was sitting above him, that was placed up above him, and he started making faces at it at the end of the song while he was banging out on the drums.
Yeah, that was neat because you could tell there's different angles for each musician that had a camera on them, and that's where it would focus on the screen. So I thought that was kind of unusual.
Peter walks to the mic and he says, we feel that we've been blessed being in Arkansas tonight. And we hope that you feel that you've been blessed by being here. And they went into the worship song.
Blessed be the name.
Tell you what, the crowd was singing that song, were they not?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, let's listen to how the crowd was singing that song. At this time, the videos were in color of the band members, which is really neat. So they started off animation, they went over into the black and white, and now they're back into color. Pretty neat. Peter did a small talk at the end of Blessed Be Your Name. He talked about living here, down here on earth, and he says we got to keep our eyes focused on the real prize. and the real prize is Jesus Christ. And then that's when they went into the song,
Stay Strong.
That song, what I thought was really neat, Paul walks down the catwalk, and next thing you know, the band's following. I mean, everybody is.
Yes.
I thought it was cool. Of course, Paul still has his guitar, and next thing you know, me and Mike looked over to the left, and we saw where Jeff Frankenstein had a keyboard sitting there waiting for him, which I thought was kind of neat because it really brought focus to the middle of the arena. And it was, I mean, it was really neat because it focused on them in the center of the whole arena. You could tell they were sweating big time.
This is when Peter starts telling stories at the beginning when he says they first got signed to a record deal, came to New York City, saw snow coming down, and they had to go out and buy some
Long Johns.
Well, this is the first time, of course, first time we've been up in the Northern Hemisphere, and Christmas by us is 110 degrees.
Exactly. At the beach.
On the beach, yeah. So we put on our Long Johns, and then we wandered outside, and everybody's kind of staring at us, but, you know, they didn't tell us we weren't supposed to wear them on the outside.
Of course,
I got a big laugh.
Yeah, I got a kick out of that. Then he says, we got us an old van. The van didn't have any air conditioner. The van didn't have any heat. So we froze in the winter, and we burned up in the summer. But that was our tour van. It was like our very first tour of America. We played songs like this. And then Jeff Frankenstein went immediately into I'm Not Ashamed.
I'm not ashamed to let you know.
What he did up front, he was playing like a very synthesizer-oriented keyboards, but he also had the mouth, the tube.
Yes. The Peter Frampton tube.
The Peter Frampton, Joe Perry Aerosmith tube.
There you
that
go.
Thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, it really sounded good. I mean, it really had a wide range of vocals.
It was very powerful when he did
very
it, too.
So.
And then Peter jumped every time he started the song.
Yeah, he did.
It was like, at that time, we were singing songs like, all of a sudden, you bam, right into it. They just did like, a verse, chorus, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, really I'd say the snippets. First verse and maybe part of the chorus.
And Duncan, he had some shakers to keep the beat. And then Paul had his guitar, and he was playing the guitar during the talking part. But when it come to the song part, he would just bust into it. That's what I liked about it. Yes. Then he talked about another tour they went on. A little later, they put on space suits, and they
came down from the ceiling.
Yeah.
In little spaceships. Yeah.
Yes.
Which was one of the first tours that Mike told us all about.
Actually, from Take Me to Your Leader tour, he says we were playing songs like, and they busted into Reality. Again, just a small snippet of the song, just enough to get you familiar with what they did at that time.
And then they talked about the tent tour, which I thought was pretty cool.
He says, inside this tent, we had this huge mirrored disco ball hanging from the ceiling, and everybody knew what they were about to go into, which Paul was singing, Love, Liberty, Disco.
We appeal to love-backed boxers, liberty excites us. The disco has just begun.
Again, another just short snippet. Go through it like a medley of their songs with stories. Now, this is the time when the rest of the band went back up to the front of the stage. And as the band went up to the main stage, Peter stayed back and prepared us for a message he was about to give. In preparation for the message, they went into the song, You Are My King, also known as Amazing Love.
Amazing Love. My king should die for me.
what the crowd was singing that song.
Amazing
Peter talked about being a preacher's kid. Anybody else in here a preacher's kid? And somebody raised their hand. What did he say?
Security!
Yeah, it was.
And so then he says, I remember as a preacher's kid, my father would have prayer meetings. And during those prayer meetings, we'd have all these people, these older folks with hair coming out of their nostrils. And they'd be chasing me around as a kid, trying to lay hands on me.
Yeah.
And everybody started laughing. He says, yeah, go ahead and laugh.
At that time in his life, that's when he gave in to Jesus at least 750 times. And that was in 1 month. I thought that was pretty good.
So he had a good time having some little comedy along with his religious talk as well.
But he's a good speaker, too. I mean, he really is.
Because now he got serious.
Yeah, very serious.
And that's when he did a talk. And he said something about, there's going to be a time coming when we will need to make sure that you have the King of Kings on your side. And that's Jesus Christ. And then he gave an invitation. And he says, there will be counselors to meet with you if you'd like to talk to them. There'll be people talking to you about selecting a church. There'll be people to talk to you about maybe even changing your life. So that's when he went back to the main stage. The rest of them were there. And they said, the Bible says, when one confesses his name, Jesus is Lord, the angels in heaven rejoice. And they went into the song,
Entertaining Angels.
So temporary, the things that I've seen, I ran so far, will you take me back again?
After Entertaining Angels, Duncan did a four count, and then went right into the great worship song,
He Reigns.
It's every tribe, every tongue, every nation, a love song born of a grateful choir. It's all God's children singing glory, glory.
That just really just lifted me up. I mean, I think that was probably the highlight of the show. I mean, people singing.
That is a great song, isn't it?
It really is
a wonderful song.
The videos were back in full force on the video monitors, and the light bars were back in full force again. And that's when he said, Arkansas, raise your hands if you believe. Everybody was raising their hand.
Everybody. I mean, he had them by the palm of his hands, didn't he?
They were rocking that worship song, weren't they?
They really were, man. It was very cool.
Paul did a quick switch on his guitar. Peter took off his guitar. Paul went to the riff that everybody knows, and when he started it, the whole place erupted as they went into the song,
Breakfast.
When the toast is burned and all the milk has turned and Captain Crunch is waving farewell. When the big one finds you, may the song remind you that they don't serve breakfast in hell.
Paul walks down the catwalk and Peter yells,
all right, get your hands up. This is a stick up. It was fun. It was a great night. And then they did say good night. They left the stage. Listen to this crowd. the Newsboys, leaving the stage.
Yeah, man, I tell you what a show this crowd is. One more.
Yes, they were really into it. They were into the singing as well, weren't they?
Oh, man, were they ever, man. It's great. It's loud, isn't it?
It is very loud here in Little Rock, Altel Arena. And the Newsboys has got them wrapped around their fingers, it sounds like.
Man, I tell you what, man, they're screaming for it, and I think we're definitely going to hear some more. They wanted some more, didn't they?
And they got some more, because the first song on the encore was another rocker. A rocker from the album Go, and it is
Better Than Life.
I don't know how I can end a prayer and turn on a friend. I don't know what I was thinking when I just pressed send. I don't know why I still criticize the things I don't know. I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. But this one thing I know.
Your love is better than life.
Without your love, I'm just a broken machine.
Your love is
love, it's all a mindless routine.
Your love is better than life.
Without your love, I'm in another free fall.
Your love is better than life.
Without your love, I've got nothing at all.
The party continued, and when the party continued is when Duncan started a drum solo. But what was happening out in the middle of the arena floor?
All of a sudden you see Peter walking down the catwalk again, and we look over to the left of us, and here's this mini little drum kit that's brought out.
Duncan did a drum solo, and everybody was clapping, and even Peter was back there on his drums, and he was clapping his sticks together.
Yep.
And then Duncan looked at him like, your turn, come on, stay with me.
Yeah.
And he goes, what, with this? It's a toy kit.
Yeah, it looked like something you got at Toys R Us, man.
And it was just a small drum kit. Yeah. Nice one, but it was a small one.
But you could tell that Peter used to play some drums, though. I mean, he did a good job on that.
And for those who don't know, before Peter was the lead singer, he was the main drummer, and Duncan was the percussionist on the side.
How you like that for some trivia?
Well, I mean, during this drum duel, though, you guys remember what happened. I mean, it was back and forth and back and forth. But Peter was being elevated, I'd say, a good, 30 feet above the crowd.
Well, don't forget Duncan, too. He was going up, too.
Duncan's drum kit was also being elevated and tilted and things of that nature.
Yeah, once he got elevated up and then Peter got elevated up, your eyes kind of focused on Peter. But all of a sudden, if you look back at Duncan, what was going on?
I mean, it was spinning. His drum set was spinning around. I mean, literally, he had to be like a seatbelt in.
He was belted in. He had
no doubt about it.
But his drum riser turned 90-degree angle straight up and down, and he's playing these drums, and all of a sudden it starts spinning around. As it spins around, it goes back and forth, and it comes back to a level position again. And during the whole time, though, Duncan is wearing it out. Peter joins him, and he's wearing it out as well.
Yeah, it really sounded good.
Yeah, sounding great together.
Well, they didn't hesitate any time. Next thing you know, the drums are all back. Peter starts walking back to the main level, and they broke into the next song, which is
I Am Free. Another worship song that everybody was singing. They rocked that.
Oh, they did. And you know what? Peter made sure that everybody joined along and sang that song.
And listen to how the crowd sang that song.
I am free,
What I also like is when Paul walked down the catwalk to sing with Peter, they were sharing the mic together. That was so good.
Yeah, you could tell they're having a good time on stage.
Yeah, boy, they were having a great time. And so was everybody in the audience, because after that song, everyone said, good night.
Yep.
It was over. The house lights come on. Let's listen to how it ended. Like everyone had a great time. Hey, how'd you like the show tonight?
It was awesome.
What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Sandy, and I live in Bryant.
In Bryant?
Arkansas.
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 So you had a great time. What was your favorite part?
All of it.
All of it. When they walked out on stage and when they said goodnight.
And they didn't even have to say anything.
Well, I think you would, if they didn't say anything, you'd want your money back now.
Nah.
Just walk out there.
It was awesome. It was awesome. They put on a really good show.
That's great. Thank you for talking to me.
Thank you.
Hey, did y'all have a good time tonight?
Yes, we did.
Yes, sir.
What's your name?
Kristen.
Kristen.
Allison.
Julia.
Tori.
Melissa.
Michelle.
Did everybody have a good time?
Yeah!
Y'all like the news, boys?
Yeah!
All right, what's your favorite song?
Breakfast.
I am free.
Beautiful.
I am free. I am free.
Hello.
I am free to dance.
There you go. Y'all have a great time, okay?
Okay, it's time for the blast scale. You know what? I'm going to go first since it was the first time I saw the Newsboys. I mean, I was really excited about seeing them. Loved their music. Turned to Mike and said, okay, where's the bass player? I thought that was unusual, but you know what? You really couldn't tell there wasn't a bass player up there because it sounded so good. But Peter's voice, absolutely fantastic. I mean, he just nailed it. He's a very, very good front man that really got the place going. Paul, too. I'm telling you what, man, he can play that guitar, but he liked going up and down that catwalk, too. Jeff Frankenstein, I tell you what, man, he can play those keyboards. Great background vocals. And, of course, Duncan, man, he was wearing out those drums. Just excellent musicians. I mean, it was really an uplifting event, and I was just very, very pleased. Yeah, there was a couple songs I think that was left out, but for the most part, you know, they sang the majority of the ones I was listening for, and I'm going to give it a 9.3.
This is probably my 7th time, I think, to see the Newsboys.
You know, earlier, you know, we're looking at people who had, you know, how many times people had seen the Newsboys, and I think Mike won.
Yeah, there's no one there that had seen the Newsboys, at least what we talked to, more than I have. And I've been a fan of theirs since 1995. In 1995, when I saw them for the first time at a youth conference, I said, I need to hear some more of this, and I've been a fan ever since. They actually got me listening to the Christian rock music, because before that, I didn't care for any. After that, many came along that I really enjoyed. So I have to give them hats off for that. I also have to say, always enjoy their musicianship. They're very, very tight. They know how to play their instruments. They know how to sing. I really like Paul Coleman from the Paul Coleman Trio to come and join the Newsboys. I'm really glad that he did that. He's a perfect fit. I really liked Duncan's playing. Of course, Jeff Frankenstein on the keyboards is always great, especially during the song Shine. He does an awesome job. And he took care of the bass lines that I really miss, Phil Joel not being with the band anymore. I wish he was still with the band, but I understand people change and people move on and people do their own things sometimes, and that's just the way it is. But I will have to say that the crowd was really into it. Peter Furler is a great front man, and even if you, like Brian was telling us earlier, if you didn't know their music at all, you would still love them. Now, my drawbacks of the show. I wanted to hear full songs, not just clips, in the section where they went down to the catwalk and they talked about their stories and the songs they used to play. I really wanted to hear the whole thing of I'm Not Ashamed. I wanted to hear Joy. They didn't play it. I wanted to hear It Is You. It's the first time I've seen them that they didn't play that. They played that in Cincinnati when we saw them. This time they played Entertaining Angels instead of that. So I missed It Is You. I would have liked to have heard some more of the older songs, but you know what? I'm just an older fan, so that's okay. I wish they would have taken this tour and made it the Greatest Hits tour like their CD's out right now is the Greatest Hits package, because I would have really liked it then. I do like the Go album, and it's a great CD. I will have to say thank you for the clean show, huh?
No points off, brother.
No points off, Hudley. I ain't been in the show in a long time that I ain't taken something off for profanity. So tonight, I didn't have to worry about that. Thank you, Lord, for directing us down here to Little Rock, Arkansas for this show. It's a great one. I would have to go ahead and give this a 9.0.
Well, I'm going to go from this little aspect right here. We had a gentleman with us tonight, Thomas, who has not seen these guys before. This is a highly visual band. If you have not seen these guys before, you need to get out there. They're on the third leg of the current tour, so if they come to your town, please go see these guys. You will be well entertained. Everyone is a craftsman, vocally, musically, and showmanship-wise. I don't know their music as well as Mike does. I mean, I've been listening to it a lot lately. The only song I really missed was a song called Belly of the Whale. I wish I could have heard that song. I really do. But they more than gave you your money's worth. It was well worth the trip from Nashville, Tennessee, all the way out here to Little Rock to the Alltel Arena to see these guys tonight. Would do it again in a heartbeat, man. Give them a 9.2.
All right. You've heard our blast scale. You heard the review. You've even heard the fans. Now it's time to say thank you to the people who led us down here to Little Rock, Arkansas. And that is the Wyndham Hotel here in North Little Rock, right here off the river. What a wonderful place, man.
Man, it's very nice. It's very large, very accommodating. Just a beautiful room.
Great staff. Two great restaurants right here in the hotel.
I tell you, I'm sitting in a nice ergonomic chair right now, and I got to move around or I'm going to fall asleep.
Brian's sitting in that chair, and he says, man, this is comfortable. And this is a nice place. We're in the executive suite, and it's got a king-size bed, great television cable and all that, soft drinks in the room if you wanted to purchase your soft drinks, pull-out couch, a desk that we worked on for a long time this afternoon.
Oh, we listen to music, play video games. Don't kid yourself.
And watch the hockey reruns.
Well, I had to watch the highlights, man.
The hockey highlights.
Hey, don't forget about the great place where we ate tonight.
Oh, yeah, Benihana's. Brother.
Oh, man.
I'm still full.
You might be full, but I'm ready to go back tomorrow.
Hey, you know what, man? If you're looking for some great sushi, they've got it, man. You got to go see them.
Sushi.
And if you're like me and Mike, you want to have your food cooked.
Exactly.
So, Mike and I had steak and shrimp, and man, that was so good.
Thank you, Benihana's, for allowing us to come down here and for feeding us.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I hope we can all work out arrangements like this, not only with you two again, but with other organizations as well. That's what gets us on the road, and that's what helps us being able to afford to bring these shows to you, the listening audience.
Real quick, I want to thank the Newsboys again for putting on a fantastic show tonight.
I want to thank Carol, the publicist, and I want to thank Steve, the tour manager, who arranged everything for us tonight.
Yeah, thank
you,
Steve.
We had such a great time.
We did. It was a fun show.
And as we always do our plea, please don't forget to vote for us. We need your votes. Show everybody how popular our show is.
Please.
Because if no one voted, no one would know how popular our show is.
Right.
We know because we see the statistics. So please get in there and vote. There's a vote link on the right-hand side of our website, concertblast.com, and you will see a lot of nice pictures tonight with the fans. Thank you all the fans who are out there singing with us and having a good time talking to us. And Brian's got some great shots at the concert itself.
I got a lot of exercise tonight, man.
He actually didn't only have to take pictures of just the first three songs, but he got the whole show. Just not during the talk.
No, man, I was all over the arena.
I'm sure that you got some great shots, and I'm looking forward to seeing them.
He was enjoying himself, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah, Brian was enjoying himself. Absolutely. Anyway, this is Mike signing off.
This is Tom signing off.
And this is Brian signing off. Have a good evening.
Good night from Little Rock, Arkansas.
See ya. Yeah.
God bless you.
I wanna thank you for letting me be myself again.
I get the bow. How low can you go?